You don't have to translate?
No.
Instead of a normal Gita class or something, I thought I'd just give you some quotations from Srila Prabhupada's lectures regarding nectar of bhakti solution or the importance of bhakti solution. So I just quote, this is one of the first quotation you heard many times, but I thought to still to mention it, I mean to quote, it's very important, a famous lecture Srila Prabhupada gave in Los Angeles. So he addresses in a lecture the devotees. Better we publish some books. Now he refers to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Oh, wait a minute. This is actually... maybe it's the same lecture. On Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. Now he refers to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Better we publish some books, he said like that. He said that we started this Gaudiya Math in Ultatanga. The rent was very small, and if we could gather 2 or 250 rupees, it was very nice going on. But since this Jivay Datta has given us this stone, marble stone, Thakura Bari, our competition between the disciples have increased, so I don't like any more. Rather, I would prefer to take out the marble stone and sell it and publish some books. So I took that point, and he also especially advised me that if you get money, you try to publish books. So by his blessings, it has become very successful by your cooperation. Now our books are being sold all over the world, and it is very satisfactory sale. So on this particular day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's event, try to remember his words, his appearance day. Try to remember his words, that he wanted that many books should be published about our philosophy, and it should be given to the English-knowing public, especially because English language is now world language. We are touring all over the world, so anywhere we speak English, it is understood, except in some places. So on this day, particularly on the event of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I'd especially request my disciples who are cooperating with me that they try to publish books as many as possible and distribute throughout the whole world. That will satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thank you very much. And the next quotation is saying a little too more. Next quotation, or does it have on the source also?
Maybe.
Yeah, this helps, okay. Maicha ananya yogena bhakti yogena avyapi charini. Srila Prabhupada quotes this line from some verses together, which are taken together as one verse from the Bhagavad Gita. And symptoms, Krishna describes the symptoms or characteristics of knowledge. And whatever is contrary to this, this is ignorance. This is one long verse. So this is one line. And the meaning is, Achabhi Charini means without break, no stopping, always, constantly. Constant and unalloyed devotion to me, that's the meaning. Saradam kirayantu mam yatanta shapitavataha. In another place, Krishna says, Saradam kirayantu mam, always glorify me. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Always we have to glorify Krishna. We should go, meet people, preach, and glorify Krishna. We beg for Krishna. We print books for Krishna. We distribute book for Krishna. We type for Krishna, we eat for Krishna, we sleep for Krishna. So everything should be dovetailed with Krishna. That is called Ananya Yogena, without any break, constantly 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness. Nita Siddha Krishna Prem Satta Kabunoi Shavanadi Sudashiti Karyodai. Srila Prabhupada explains in another lecture that it is simply awakened, this Krishna consciousness. And the spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is already there in everyone. Otherwise, how this European, American, and other foreign country boys and girls, they are taking? It is already there, simply it has to be awakened by this transcendental vibration. That transcendental vibration, just like we are chanting, this is one vibration, and these books are bigger vibrations. When we chant Hare Krishna mantra, a few yards people can hear, he is Hare Krishna. But this, my Guru Maharaj used to say, that this is Brihat Midanga. Midanga, that drum you have seen, that is small Midanga. If I beat on this drum, maybe a few yards people can hear it. These books are distributed. It can go from country to country, from continent to continent. Actually, it is so happening. So our only appeal is that all booksellers, all publishers may come forward and cooperate with us and distribute the transcendental literature in the unique form. They will find something sublime and will be benefited. Another lecture. So a Krishna conscious person is above all of them because Prabhupada explained before, the various disciplines in the yoga process, the following these yama, niyama, asanas, etc. That Krishna conscious person is above all of them because by nature, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he cannot think anything else except Krishna. He is worshipping the deity in the temple, he is going to distribute books, Krishna books, he is talking of Krishna, he is eating Krishna prasadam, and always absorbed in Krishna. So here it is said, sakit api, if once one does like this, he becomes safe. So if we go on with this habit, Krishna consciousness, then our position is very secure. And keep yourself in that secure position rightly. So I just wanted to... It's not immediately obvious, Prabhupada, this, book distribution, but just I wanted to demonstrate that Prabhupada talks about the essential points of it, and he always mentions book distribution. Just like, you always think of Krishna, so he mentions, take Krishna prasadam, so many examples, and Prabhupada explains book distribution. That keeps one in a safe position. Just like Maharaj Ambarish, he was statesman, emperor. Still, he was fixing up his mind in Krishna's lotus feet. That practice we should do. Abhyasa yoga yuktena. If we do something, suppose you are going to distribute books. Again, some example. Prabhupada thinks immediately of book distribution. Suppose you distribute books. But what is the idea? It is Krishna's book. It must be distributed. That's how we should think. These are Krishna's books. I must distribute them. So Krishna is remembered there. At the same time, because it is Krishna's book, if somebody purchases, if he pays something, he look at it. Prabhupada imitates now the Kamis, how they might think when they receive a book. Prabhupada says, what this nonsense has written? This nonsense author. What this nonsense has written? Let me see. Then he will get some idea, and if he reads one line, he becomes 100 times forward to Krishna consciousness. This is the idea. If you want, svaipamabhyasa dhamasa trayati matobayar. This is preaching. A little advancement can save so many people. So just by reading one line, then you come 100 times more, 100 steps closer to Krishna consciousness. So we have got this message from Krishna, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the six Goswamis, later on, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and we are trying our bit also to distribute this knowledge. Now 10th, 11th, 12th, my Guru Maharaj is 10th from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am Prabhupada, I am 11, and you are the 12th. So distribute this knowledge. People are suffering. They're simply fighting on some false thing, Maya, they should be given the real track of happiness. Another lecture. And he told me personally that if you get some money, print books. Again, he talks about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Therefore, I'm stressing on this point. Oh, this is now from Los Angeles, being said. On this point, where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna conscious movement will automatically increase. Another lecture. So those who have joined this Krishna conscious movement, my request is they follow the regulated principles as instructed by Rupa Goswami with enthusiasm, read books and distribute books. And that is that is a very great service. I'll speak something you may forget, but if you read from the book, you will get good opportunity to understand the philosophy. So our principle is to study the books as well as to distribute the books. People will be benefited and their life will be successful. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Very clear. This is Prabhupada's request. You know, we practice, follow the principles, read and distribute books. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So, Srila Prabhupada's book distribution ki jai. This is a little helpful, eh? To remember. Of course, we heard so many times, but cannot be repeated too often. It always has to be repeated. Now, was it this morning? I forgot. Yesterday evening or this morning? The other group, we were reading a little bit from Chaitanya Bhagavat. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, they tried to cross a river and they had to wade in a line with other pilgrims because there was a tax collector. And this tax collector, he was a rascal. He would stop the people and demand a tax to cross the river. I think he was not even authorized or something. He was a rascal. And so some pilgrims, they had no money. They could not pay, so this particular tax collector, he just chained them up in chains and he arrested them like this. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of a sudden, nobody knew why, he was in front of the line. He was roaring like a lion and running all the way back. And then he looked at these imprisoned or chained up pilgrims. And full of compassion, he just looked at them. And they felt immediately relieved from all distress. They fell at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and took full shelter. And so when this when the tax collector saw that and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thought to himself, he has never seen such a effulgent sannyas in his whole life. He must be non-different from Jagannath, he thought. So then he had a complete change in heart. And he thought and said, what have I done? I'm such a sinful wretch. And so he fully surrendered. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with him. And he wanted to run after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in full surrender, but he motioned to him that he should go back, do his duty. And so he just stayed back and filled with Krishna praying, he was dancing and chanting Hare Krishna. So now there's some more collector pastimes, toll collector pastimes. So then later on, as they traveled on, Mukunda Datta said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I know that from now on we have nothing to fear from any toll collectors. Smiling slightly, Lord Chaitanya said, what shall I say, Mukunda? I have taken shelter of the Sanyas order. What can a toll collector do to me? He was Sanyasi, he has no possessions. Mukunda said, still, that last toll collector gave you so much trouble. Lord Chaitanya said, listen, Mukunda, all my relatives will protect me. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted the verse from the Shanti Shataka. Shanti Shataka, This is a book written by Virva Mangala Thakur. Virva Mangala Thakur. So he quotes one shloka, and the translation of the shloka is, patience is one's father, forgiveness is one's mother, eternal peace is one's wife, truth is one's son, kindness is one's sister, control of the mind is one's brother, the earth is one's bed, the 10 directions are one's clothing, nectary knowledge is one's food. With a blissful smile, Gaura Hari said, if these are one's relatives, then please tell me, my friend, how can he be afraid of anything? These relatives have carefully carried me this far. Then Gaur Godadha, another name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a few other devotees went from door to door to collect alms. In the meantime, another wicked toll collector imprisoned Mukunda. He just said, now we have nothing to fear, Mukunda. So he imprisoned Mukunda and the rest of the Lord's traveling party. He bound Mukunda in chains and held everyone captive all day. Since they had no money, that merciless, sinful toll collector snatched their blankets and released them. He just took all the blankets. Now go. After collecting alms, Lord Chaitanya met Mukunda and the rest of the party. Falling prostrate at Gauranga's feet, Mukunda Dada said, Lord, your glories are inestimable. Recently I told you that I was not afraid of toll collectors, but just now we suffered at the hands of one. We understand that you are God, but we act like we don't know it. To learn a lesson, I received pain from that man. The Dada told Gaura Chandra about Mukunda's misfortune. The Lord commented briefly, Mukunda, don't worry, everything will turn out for the best. Later that night, the son of Sapsi appeared in the dream of the sheep toll collector. This is not the rascal, but the sheep of all the... appeared in his dream. The Lord was lying on the bed of Ananta in the middle of the milk ocean. Lakshmi and Saraswati were massaging his feet. The four Kumaras, Lord Brahma, and other demigods stood at a distance, offering prayers. Then Lord Vishnu, dressed as a sannyasi, spoke to the sheep toll collector, one of your men has put my devotees into distress. Seeing this majestic dream, perplexed and frightened, the sheep toll collector... He awoke abruptly and ran to meet Sri Gaura Gopal, Lord Chaitanya. After offering dandavas, he said, you are the Lord who performs pastimes in the ocean of milk. In order to deliver the living entities, you have appeared in this world and taken sannyas. You are the moon illuminating the dense darkness of material existence. You are the ultimate goal of all Vedic knowledge. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, very soon Lord Krishna will shower his mercy on you. Then he put his feet on the head of the sheep toll collector. Immediately that man became infused with the ecstatic love of God. He jumped up and danced with arms raised high in the sky. Lord Gauranga then empowered him to preach Krishna consciousness in that province. At that time the devotees addressed the sheep toll collector, one of your men stole our blankets and put us in misery. Ashamed to hear this, the sheep toll collector pleased the devotees by giving them new blankets. Then he paid obeisances to everyone and went home. He spent the rest of his life worshipping the Lord in his home and performing sankirtan day and night. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we continue tomorrow with another nectar story. What's the time?
8:15.
When did we start?
That's
just perfect. half an hour. So we stop here.
Sometimes I just speak too much and then I stop. Shant Guru Maharaj Krishna. Hare Krishna. In my case, you don't have to put it like this. So when you put a half like this, I thought this is a problem. But I know some preachers, lecturers don't like it. They think this is, they don't like this weight here in the neck. But I don't care. So now we shall hear from a little bit from the Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahamuni Tananda
Sri Advaita Radha Sri Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama. It's from taken from the Adi Lila, chapter 7. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates of the Panchatattva distributed the holy name of the Lord to invoke love of Godhead throughout the universe. And thus the entire universe was thankful. Lord Chaitanya dispatched the two generals, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, to Vrindavan to preach the bhakti cult. That happened because there was chanting of the holy name performed Harinam by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. That happened in Hardwar, as far as I remember. And it became very, very too much crowded. Hundreds and thousands of people gathered. At one point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to return to Navadvip and sent Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis to Vrindavan. And the purport Srila Prabhupada explains, when Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami went to Vrindavan, there was not a single temple, but by their preaching, they were gradually able to construct various temples. Sanatana Goswami constructed the Madan Mohan temple, and Rupa Goswami constructed the Govindaji temple. Similarly, their nephew Jiva Goswami constructed the Radha Damodar temple, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami constructed the Radha Raman temple, Sri Lokanath Goswami constructed the Gokulananda temple, and Shyamananda Goswami constructed the Shyamasunda temple. In this way, many temples were gradually constructed. For preaching, construction of temples is also necessary. The Goswamis not only engaged in writing books, but also constructed temples because both are needed for preaching work. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the cult of the Sankirtan movement to spread all over the world. Now that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has taken up this task of preaching the cult of Lord Chaitanya, its members should not only construct temples in every town and village of the globe, but also distribute books that have already been written and further increase the number of books. Both distribution of books and construction of temples must continue side by side in parallel lines. As Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were sent toward Mathura, so Nityananda Prabhu was sent to Bengal to preach extensively the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This we noticed whenever some associate or devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and at one point to show his loving affection to that particular devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him somewhere to preach. That's also a very significant point in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Whenever somebody wanted the desired, the closest possible relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed him by sending him out for preaching. And nobody is more intimately connected, save and except Nityananda Prabhu. So here we also see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda Prabhu to Bengal to preach extensively the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showers his blessings upon the devotee by sending him out to preach, spread Krishna consciousness. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to South India and he broadcast the holy name of Lord Krishna in every village and town. Thus, the Lord went to southernmost tip of the Indian continent, known as, Indian peninsula, known as Setu Banda, Cape Cameron. This is the very, very southern tip of India. Everywhere he distributed the bhakti cult and love of Krishna, and in this way he delivered everyone. I again and again offer obeisances unto the Panchatattva. Thus I think that I will be able to describe something about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he also, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, in some verses before, stressed the point of worshipping equally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, the members of the Panchatattva, and all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Srila Prabhupada pointed out in the purports that one should not concoctedly emphasize the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu, because Nityananda Prabhu went to East Bengal, so he is well known there since he was preaching. So some sahajiyas, they think Nityananda Prabhu is more important than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they emphasize the worship of Nityananda Prabhu over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the others, they emphasize the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu over Nityananda Prabhu. But Srila Prabhupada, and they also concoct some mantras like that. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains here that one should worship all the members of the Panchatattva equally by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri
Radha Shivasi Guru Bhakta Vrinda.
So that's the first. I again and again offer obeisances unto the Panchatattva. Thus I think that I will be able to describe something about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to preach the Sankirtan movement of love of Krishna throughout the entire world. And therefore, during his presence, he inspired the Sankirtan movement. Specifically, he sent Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami to Vrindavan and Nityananda Prabhu to Bengal and personally went to South India. In this way, he kindly left the task of preaching his cult and the rest of the world to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The members of this society must always remember that if they stick to the regulative principles and preach sincerely according to the instructions of the acharyas, surely they will have to they will have the profound blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their preaching work will be successful everywhere throughout the world. So now we shall continue to read from the Chaitanya Mangal. Yeah, we shall hear. Okay, sit down and concentrate. It's about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sacred thread ceremony. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes continually flooded the city of Nadia with an ocean of bliss. The whole universe could not contain the happiness and fortune of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, nor can anyone describe it. One day, when his well-behaved son turned 9 years, Jagannath Mishra decided to award him the sacred thread. Calling an astrologer, he and his wife picked an auspicious day for Vishvambhara's brahminical initiation. Jagannath invited relatives and asked for the blessings. He also invited Advaita Acharya, the well-known scholar, expert in all Vedic rituals. Jagannath Mishra distributed betel nuts, sandalwood paste, and flower garlands to the visiting brahmanas. The village ladies exchanged vermilion, and Sachi gave them katechu, bananas, and oil mixed with turmeric. At dusk, amidst the sounds of conch shells ululating, which means the ladies make this ululating sound, an ecstatic chant of jai jai, the Adi Vasa ceremony took place. Brahmanas recited auspicious verses, and the court jesters sang lively songs. Some Brahmanas gave blessings to Vishvambhara according to Shastri rules. Early the next morning, Jagannath Mishra performed the Nandi Mukha in ceremony of obsequies done before an auspicious event like marriage, and the Shraddha ceremonies. After washing the feet of the Brahmanas, he started the sacrifice exactly on time. First, Sachi Devi, along with the local ladies, rubbed turmeric oil on Gaura's body. Then she rubbed Amalaki oil in his hair and bathed her son with Ganges water. While doing this, Sachi became overwhelmed, losing herself in bliss. The gongs, midangas, conches, cockles, and other musical instruments softened the scene with celestial sounds. The thunderous vibration of the dhaka, the big wooden drum, could be heard from miles around. Hearts were swaying to the sounds of the shanai, veenas, flutes, and paku vajas, another wooden drum, resounded harmoniously. Dancers and singers performed joyously as Vishvambhara's head was shaved. Sandalwood paste and garlands adorned his golden limbs. The Brahmanas chanted Vedic hymns when Vishvambhara sat in the sacrificial arena. They dressed him in red clothes and gave him the sacred thread. Vishvambhara's indescribable transcendental beauty relieved Cupid of his pride. Jagannath Mishra whispered the Gayatri mantra into his son's ear. When Nimai took a stick in his hand, it struck fear in the heart of sin personified. After the ceremony, Vishvambhara begged alms, a custom of one in the sannyas ashram, the topmost of the four ashrams. The Gauranga and the Yuga avatars. While Vishvambhara's head was being shaved during his brahminical initiation, he reflected on the Yuga Dharma of the age of Kali. He was thinking how soon he would take sannyas and preach Harinam Sankirtan to relieve the suffering humanity in Kali Yuga. Suddenly, Vishvambhara's body erupted in ecstasy. Auripilation caused his hairs all over his body to stand erect, making them appear like the spike-shaped petals of golden kadamba flowers. His expanded eyes, brimming with compassion, looked like full-blooming lotus flowers. His body shone like the rising sun, diving in the ecstatic ocean of prema. Gaura Hari let out a loud roar. The Brahmana priest became filled with amazement
after deliberating for some time, Sudarshan and other big pandits concluded that Gaura Hari was not a mortal being. Perhaps he was a demigod. However, his astoundingly brilliant effulgence indicated that he is none other than the Supreme Lord Govinda himself. One pandit postulated, "What do we realize about the qualities and behavior of the Supreme Lord? We can only approximate with our puny intelligence." The second Brahmana said, "Listen, I may not understand the activities of Gauranga, but I do know that he appears in every age to deliver the conditioned souls. He re-establishes religious principles, destroys the miscreants, and delivers the devotee by appearing in each of the four yugas." The Brahmana continued, "Incarnations like Sri Rama and others who came to destroy the demons are called Kaya Avatars. In Treta Yuga, the Lord takes a red-colored form to teach the religion of Yajna, sacrifice. In some Treta Yugas, however, the Lord appears as Lord Ramachandra. His transcendental body is the color of fresh green grass. Lord Rama forms an alliance with forest monkeys to vanquish the demon Ravana. Many Treta Yuga have passed, but they are not all the same. In Satya Yuga, the Hamsa avatar of the Lord was white, and austerity was the Yuga Dharma. According to the Yuga, the Lord appears in a particular color. Such incarnations which re-establish religion are called Yuga avatars. Please listen attentively as I describe Lord Sri Krishna, who appeared in Dwapara Yuga. Although Sri Krishna, the darling son of Nanda Maharaj, came alone, all the other incarnations and expansions of Godhead were contained within him. For this reason, Krishna is known as Purana Brahma, the most perfect form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, Sri Krishna is the transcendental Parama lover of the Braja Gopis. When the Krishna avatar, the crest jewel and essence of all incarnations, appears in a particular Dvapara Yuga, that Dvapara is the best of Dvaparas. In other Dvapara Yugas, two incarnations appear called Kaya and Yuga avatars. Lord Krishna does not appear in every Dvapara Yuga. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appears to preach Krishna consciousness in that particular Kali Yuga, directly following the Dvapara Yuga, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, appears. The two special yugas wherein Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya appear are called Svatantra. Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya don't appear in every Dvapara in Kali Yuga. In other Dvapara Yugas, Krishna appears in expanded forms, but not in his original forms. People receive great fortune in the Dvapara and Kali Yugas, wherein both Krishna and Gauranga appear. Krishna and Gauranga perform their transcendental pastimes only once in a day of Lord Brahma. During the reign of the Vaivasvata Manvantara, Lord Shyamasunda came as Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga worships Lord Krishna, the Lord of Dvapara, by doing Harinam Sankirtan. Kali Yuga is glorious, the topmost amongst yugas, because everyone can easily perform the Yuga Dharma of chanting the holy names in Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya delivers the lame, blind, and invalid by inducing them to chant Hare Krishna. Please believe my words. When the Lord appears in a Yuga avatar, he serves a particular purpose according to the needs of that specific Yuga. In Dvapara Yuga, Lord Sri Krishna comes as the Yuga avatar. By what activities did he establish the Yuga Dharma? Scriptures say that temple worship is the religious process for Dvapara Yuga. When and where did Lord Krishna establish temple worship? Pay attention, and I will clarify this matter. The Lord himself, the completely independent Supreme Being, decides whether he'll establish the Yuga Dharma or simply enjoy pleasure pastimes. The wonderful thing is that he did everything at once. In order to perform pastimes in the form of Radha and Krishna, the Lord manifested his form as Gauranga. Srimati Radharani is the form of Krishna's divine Nadini Shakti. She is individual, independent, and separate from Krishna. Radha and Krishna have only one body, but they have separated as two persons in order to perform pastimes. Lord Gauranga takes the name of Radha and joins with the gopi to serve Krishna. Radharani and the gopis, who are her personal expansions, serve Sri Krishna with pure transcendental love. However, Srimati Radharani alone is the personification of Krishna's Svarupa Shakti. Radha feels that her love is always fresh, new and ever-increasing. The Srimad Bhagavatam declares that this mood of loving service is hard to understand. In other Dvapara Yugas, the Lord established religion by encouraging vows, charity and meditation. The people, though, failed to capture the essence of religion, which is pure love of God. In the age of Kali, Lord Krishna came as Lord Gauranga, specifically to give pure love of God to everyone. Assuming the molten gold color of Srimati Radharani and her mood of pure love within his heart, Krishna himself appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Kali Yuga. Covered by Radha's mood, Lord Chaitanya cries out in love. His body continually exhibits ecstatic symptoms like horripilation and changing bodily colors from gold to pink. Sometimes Gaura roars to awaken the sleeping souls of Kali Yuga. People experience real joy when they embrace Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. After accepting the transcendental names of Radha and Krishna, they begin chanting, dancing, crying and laughing in ecstasy. Soon they emerge from the darkness of ignorance and see the transcendental reality of blissful spiritual life. The Supreme Lord came in the form of Gauranga to make the world God-conscious. Adopting a humble mood, he teaches the science of loving Krishna. Lord Gaurasundara takes pleasure in giving himself to others. Even without being asked, he gives away Krishna Prema to everyone without discrimination. For this reason, this Yuga avatar is called a complete incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In previous Kali Yugas, the Supreme Lord came in the form of Lord Narayana. The two-syllable word Krishna is the name of the avatar who appears with the color of a parrot's wing feathers, bright yellow. Commentators say that this person is also the color of blue sapphires. The Gauranga avatar contains all the unlimited expansions of God within him. No other incarnation matches Gaura's compassion. The Shastras say that in Kali Yuga, the Lord takes a golden form and spreads the Sankirtan movement. This Lord is none other than Vishwambhar. Learned pandits have concluded that the Lord reveals particular aspects of himself according to time and circumstances. People whisper about Gauranga being the Supreme Lord, and now this idea is spreading everywhere. Some people remain doubtful, but almost all are astonished by Gaura Hari's incredible pastimes. Yet others who heard about him saw Vishwambhar as the Lord of the universe. Rejoicing over Gaura Hari's activities, the whole town of Nadia shouted, "Joy! Joy!" Lord Chandas happily sings the glories of Lord Gauranga. "I'm going home." One day Nimai, his body displaying a brilliant effulgence, said in a voice thundering like clouds, "O mother, please listen to me. You are making an offense. From now on, please don't eat grains on a Ekadasi. Carefully follow my order." Sachi mother felt surprised and hesitant. Her body swelled with motherly affection. Sachi said, all right, I obey your order." And Nimai was very pleased. In this way, Nimai taught his mother the scriptural injunctions. Once Nimai happily ate some pan and betel nuts given to him by a pure-hearted Brahmana. After some time, Nimai called Sachi Mata and said, "I am going home. Now treat this Brahmana as your son." Nimai stood silently for a few seconds and then suddenly lay motionless on the ground. Becoming afraid, Sachi Mata poured Ganges water in his mouth. In a moment, Nimai recovered, illuminating the entire room with his effulgence. Lochandas says, "Nimai saying, 'I'm going home,' needs an explanation, but who can give it?" Murari Gupta, an intimate eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, knows all Shastric truth. Damodar Pandit asks Murari Gupta, O great soul, please explain the inner meaning of Nimai's statement, I am going home. What sort of maya or shakti is behind the Lord's actions? Please refer to the Shastras and explain it to me. Murari Gupta said, listen, you think I know everything about the Lord? I'll speak what I understand. If it sounds reasonable to you, then accept it with faith. The Lord enters the heart of his pure devotee to hear about his activities, sees him, meditates upon him, and chants his holy names. The Lord's body is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. The body of the pure devotee is the home of the Lord. From within the heart of his devotee, the Lord can easily perform his pastimes. He considers worship of his devotee superior to his own worship. The Lord wants to be subservient to his devotee. Some people think this activity to be in working of maya. The materialist cannot understand why the Supreme Lord gives most importance to his pure devotees, even more than himself. The Lord's body is the embodiment of bliss. He is very beautiful, completely pure, and the most treasured object. The Lord doesn't do anything else except enjoy transcendental pastimes. Therefore, why do the rascals deride him as having no qualities? The Lord never manifests himself to those covered by maya, but he always engages in pastimes within the heart of his pure devotees. The Lord takes pleasure in seeing his devotees eating, sleeping, and enjoying different activities. Krishna treats everyone equally, but he reciprocates differently with his devotees due to the devotee's attitude of loving surrender. After seeing the Lord's activities, a non-devotee thinks, what is this Krishna? He is nothing but an ordinary man. Krishna plays the role of an ordinary mortal. In reality, Krishna has a completely transcendental body. He is the all-powerful of Lords. Anyone who does not accept the fact that the Lord resides in the body of his pure devotee is the lowest among men. The Vedas, Puranas, and the great devotees proclaim that the body of a pure devotee is totally pure because Lord Krishna lives within his heart.
In other words, I'm going home means how I go into the heart of some of my devotees. So we shall continue another time. Hare Krishna. Any questions, any comments?
In a few places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also he said that spread the holy name all over the universe.
Mm.
And all over the world. So how it can be understood in something to prepare from rest is that for this conduct. In a few places it sounds like at that time when there were changes in the whole world, the universe was in that.
Yeah.
And somebody argues that at that time in the world of the universe, things happening which were not connected with each other.
Yeah, it's not easy to understand that. That's at least just a statement that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's one section of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that is explained that he emptied the entire universe, all the things of it. But then immediately the universe was split up. I don't understand how this exactly works. But we must take it on face value. Shaitan Mahaprabhu liberated the entire universe, all universe comes back to life. But then as it explained, instantly it was split up again. So I don't know how this works. Lord's pastimes activities are beyond time, space. inconceivable.
Also, another explanation is that just like Arjuna could perceive in the universal form that Krishna, he already rearranged, he arranged everything. And he could see how Krishna, how all these soldiers ended the mouth of the universal form and crushed to pieces. Everything was already done by Krishna. But still, Krishna wanted to use Arjuna as instrument. So the activities of the Lord are beyond time and space. So it's a fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liberated the whole universe, he spread Krishna, he spread Krishna consciousness all over the universe. But still we have to become an instrument. I mean, this is our choice. It has already been done. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. It's already been done. But it is our choice to participate in it, to become an instrument. Also the demigods, they could perceive like this. The Shaitan of the Sankata movement is spreading all of the rumors, they could see. Our vision is very limited. We are too much conditioned by time and space. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays in one song like this. He could also perceive the whole universe is drowned in the chanting of Hare Krishna, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very happy. Any other points?
Just before, I have to mention that the way to more of an awareness of this, the nature of Heidelberg.
Oh. Yeah, well, so he made many small points. One of the main points was he was lecturing. What was it? Some verse. I forgot now. It was too long ago. Said something. Something. Some particular sinful activity being performed, and one goes to hell. And so he concluded. He tried to link. I mean, to find some link between this verse and the marathon. So he concluded that one who does not participate in book distribution doing marathon, and he will simply go to hell. Heavy lecture. Whoever does not distribute books, he said very clearly, not just participate, he said, whoever does not distribute books during Srila Prabhupada's marathon, he simply will go to hell. So he was in that mood, pretty heavy. I don't remember now all the small points, but it was really heavy actually. I mean, very straightforward. No compromise. Any other points? So good, we have it's almost 7. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada's transcendent book distribution marathon.
Ki Jai.
Hari Hari.
Maharaj, one point. Can we have this note that you made from yesterday's lectures, quotes from Prabhupada, so we can translate some of them and then put them on the board?
Yeah, great. They're all.